Chapter 1, A Call to Service.
The Entering Wedge. I can see in the Lord's providences that the medical missionary work is to be a great entering wedge whereby the diseased soul may be reached. This comes from Councils on Health, page 535. The evangelization of the world is the work that God has given to those who go forth in His name. They are to be co-laborers with Christ, revealing to those ready to perish His tender, pitying love. God calls for thousands to work for Him, not by preaching to those who know the truth, going over and over the same ground, but by warning those who have never heard the last message of mercy. Work with a heart filled with an earnest longing for souls. Do medical missionary work. Thus you will gain access to the hearts of the people. The way will be prepared for more decided proclamation of the truth. You will find that relieving their physical suffering gives an opportunity to minister to their spiritual needs. The Lord will give you success in this work, for the gospel is the power of God unto salvation when it is interwoven with the practical life, when it is lived and practiced. The union of Christ-like work for the body and Christ-like work for the soul is the true interpretation of the gospel. This came from an appeal for the Medical Missionary College, pages 14 and 15. The Compassion of Christ Revealed. Medical missionary work brings to humanity the gospel of release from suffering. It is the pioneer work of the gospel. It is the gospel practiced, the compassion of Christ revealed. Of this work there is a great need, and the world is open for it. God grant that the importance of medical missionary work shall be understood, and that new fields may be immediately entered. This comes from Medical Ministry, page 239. Divine Origin. True medical missionary work is of heavenly origin. It was not originated by any person who lives, but in connection with this work, we see so much which dishonors God that I am instructed to say, the medical missionary work is of divine origin and has a most glorious mission to fulfill. In all its bearings, it is to be in conformity with Christ's work. Those who are workers together with God will just as surely represent the character of Christ as Christ represented the character of His Father while in this world. Medical Ministry, page 24. The Gospel of Health. The principles of health reform are found in the Word of God. The gospel of health is to be firmly linked with the ministry of the Word. It is the Lord's design that the restoring influence of health reform shall be a part of the last great efforts to proclaim the gospel message. Medical Ministry, page 259. As a means of overcoming prejudice and gaining access to minds, medical missionary work must be done not in one or two places only, but in many places where the truth has not yet been proclaimed. We are to work as gospel medical missionaries to heal the sin-sick souls by giving them the message of salvation. This work will break down prejudice as nothing else can. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 211. The Right Hand of the Gospel. Medical missionary work is the right hand of the gospel. It is necessary to the advancement of the cause of God, as though through it men and women are led to see the importance of right habits of living, the saving power of the truth will be made known. Every city is to be entered by workers trained to do medical missionary work. As the right hand of the third angel's message, God's methods of treating disease will open doors for the entrance of present truth. Testimonies, Volume 7, page 59. It opens doors. The right hand is used to open doors through which the body may find entrance. This is the part the medical missionary work is to act. It is so large to prepare the way for the reception of the truth for this time. A body without hands is useless. In giving honor to the body, honor must be given to the helping hands, which are agencies of such importance that without them the body can do nothing. Therefore, the body, which treats indifferently the right hand, refusing its aid, is able to accomplish nothing. Medical Ministry, page 238. In every place the sick may be found, and those who go forth as workers for Christ should be true health reformers, prepared to give those who are sick the simple treatments that will relieve them, and then pray for them. Thus they will open the door for the entrance of the truth. The doing of this work will be followed by good results. Medical Ministry, page 320. The work for today. Why has it not been understood from the Word of God that the work being done in medical missionary lines is a fulfillment of the Scripture, "Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, and the maimed, and the halt, and the blind"? The servant said, "Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room." And the Lord said unto the servant, "Go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled." This is a work that the churches in every locality, north and south, and east and west, should do. The churches have been given the opportunity of answering this work. Why have they not done it? Someone must fulfill the commission. Review and Herald of May 25, 1897. The Lord gave me great light on health reform. In connection with my husband, I was to be a medical missionary worker. I was to set an example to the church by taking the sick to my home and caring for them. This I have done, giving the women and children vigorous treatment. I was also to speak on the subject of Christian temperance as the Lord's appointed messenger. I engaged heartily in this work and spoke to large assemblies on temperance in its broadest and truest sense. Review and Herald, July 26, 1906. An Early Call to Action, 1867. I saw that the Lord was giving us an experience which would be of the highest value to us in the future in connection with His work. I saw that God was fitting up my husband to engage in the solemn sacred work of reform which He designs shall progress among His people. It is important that instruction should be given by ministers in regard to living temperately. They should show the relation which eating, working, resting, and dressing sustain to health. All who believe the truth for these last days have something to do in this matter. It concerns them, and God requires them to arouse and interest themselves in this reform. He will not be pleased with their course if they regard this question with indifference. Testimonies, Volume 1, page 618. A Rallying Call in 1902. We have come to a time when every member of the church should take hold of medical missionary work. The world is a laser house filled with victims of both physical and spiritual disease. Everywhere people are perishing for lack of a knowledge of the truths that have been committed to us. The members of the church are in need of an awakening, that they may realize their responsibility to impart these truths. Testimonies, Volume 7, page 62. A Call Repeated in 1907. Medical missionary work is yet in its infancy. The meaning of genuine medical missionary work is known by but few. Why? Because the Savior's plan of work has not been followed. God's money has been misapplied. In many places, practical evangelistic medical missionary work is being done, but many of the workers who should go forth, as did the disciples, are being collected together and held in a few places, as they had been in the past, notwithstanding the Lord's warning that this should not be. Special Testimonies, Series B, Number 8, page 28. The Call of Today. The purest example of unselfishness is now to be shown by our medical missionary workers. With the knowledge and experience gained by practical work, they are to go out to give treatments to the sick. As they go from house to house, they will find access to many hearts. Many will be reached who otherwise would never have heard the gospel message. Councils on Health, page 538. A new element needs to be brought into the work. God's people must receive the warning and work for souls right where they are. For people do not realize their great need and peril. Christ sought the people where they were and placed before them the great truth in regard to his kingdom. As we went from place to place, he blessed and comforted the suffering and healed the sick. This is our work. God would have us relieve the necessities of the destitute. The reason that the Lord does not manifest his power more decidedly is because there is so little spirituality among those who claim to believe the truth. Medical Ministry, page 319. Zeal and perseverance required. Could I arouse our people to Christian effort? Could I lead them to engage in medical missionary work with holy zeal and divine perseverance, not in a few places, but in every place, putting forth personal effort for those out of the fold? How grateful I should be. This is true missionary work. In some places, it is attended with little success, apparently, but again, the Lord opens the way and signals success attends the effort. Words are spoken which are as nails fastened in a sure place. Angels from heaven cooperate with human instrumentalities, and sinners are won to the Savior. Medical Ministry, page 256. In time of persecution, as religious aggression subverts the liberties of our nation, those who would stand for freedom of conscience will be placed in unfavorable positions. For their own sake, they should, while they have the opportunity, become intelligent in regard to disease, its causes, prevention, and cure. All those who do this will find a field of labor anywhere. There will be suffering ones, plenty of them, who will need help, not only among those of their own faith, but largely among those who know not the truth. The shortness of time demands an energy that has not been aroused among those who claim to believe the present truth. Councils on Health, page 506. The distinguishing sign. True sympathy between man and his fellow men is to be the sign distinguishing those who love and fear God from those who are unmindful of his law. How great the sympathy that Christ expressed in coming to this world to give his life a sacrifice for a dying world. His religion led to the doing of genuine medical missionary work. He was a healing power. "I will have mercy and not sacrifice," he said. This is the test that the great author of truth used to distinguish between true religion and false. God wants his medical missionaries to act with the tenderness and compassion that Christ would show were he in our world. Medical Ministry, page 251. How slow men are to understand God's preparation for the day of his power. He works today to reach hearts in the same way that he worked when Christ was upon this earth. In reading the Word of God, we see that Christ brought medical missionary work into his ministry. Cannot our eyes be opened to discern Christ's methods? Cannot we understand the commission he gave to his disciples and to us? The Word must have an antidote for sin. As the medical missionary works intelligently to relieve suffering and save life, hearts are softened. Those who are helped are filled with gratitude. As the medical missionary works upon the body, God works upon the heart. Medical Ministry, page 246. Ways will be open. In the future, our work is to be carried forward in self-denial and self-sacrifice, even beyond that which we have seen in past years. God desires us to commit our souls to Him, that He may work through us in manifold ways. I feel intensely over these matters. Brethren, let us walk in meekness and lowliness of mind, and put before our associates an example of self-sacrifice. If we do our part in faith, God will open ways before us now undreamed of. Manuscript 12, 1913. We shall see the medical missionary work broadening and deepening at every point of its progress because of the inflowing of hundreds and thousands of streams until the whole earth is covered as the waters cover the sea. Medical Ministry, page 317.